Job chapter 23. Then Job answered and said, "Even today my complaint is bitter, my stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would argue my case before him, and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me, and understand what he would say to me. Will he plead against me with his great power? No. But he would put strength in me. There the righteous might dispute with him, so I should be delivered forever from my judge. Indeed, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he does work, but I cannot see him, he hides himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tried me, I will come forth as gold. My foot has held his steps, his way I have kept, and not departed. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips, I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. But he is in one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul desires, even that he does. Because he performs the thing that is appointed for me, and many such things are with him. Therefore am I troubled at his presence, when I consider, I am afraid of him. Because God makes my heart soft and the Almighty troubles me. Because I was not cut off before the darkness, neither has he covered the darkness from my face.